The back end of last week became busy for local high school baseball teams, with a couple of games each for some squads, while most others played at least one contest. Through most of the week, no games were played because of consistent rain and wet fields. The McLean Highlanders, 5-5, 2-2, played twice, losing tough luck one-run Liberty District home contests to the Langley Saxons, 3-2, on Friday night, then to the Herndon Hornets, 2-1, in extra innings Saturday afternoon. Also playing twice were the Flint Hill Huskies, 2-7, 2-1, sweeping a doubleheader from St. James, 10-0 and 16-2, for their first victories of the season in the conference games. Playing once each were the Madison Warhawks, 6-1 home win over Centerville in a Concord District clash. The Marshall Statesmen, 9-4 road extra inning win over the Yorktown Patriots in Liberty action. The Oakton Cougars, 2-0 road loss to South Lakes in Concord action. And the Potomac School Panthers, 8-7 home win against Sidwell Friends in 8 innings. McLean's pitching was strong in the two losses, but errors, untimely walks, a hit batter and tough luck played a role in both losses. Aiden Carey and Alex Gonzalez started the games for McLean. Carey pitched 7 innings and fanned 11 against Herndon in the 10-inning contest. He did not allow an earned run or walk a batter. James Harrington had a hit and an RBI for McLean. Ethan Ball hit a solo homer against Langley and Ryan Sung had 2 hits. For Langley, 5-3, 1-0, Nick Newbern started and allowed 4 hits and 1 earned run in 6 innings, with no walks and 7 strikeouts against McLean. Gary Ahrens pitched 1 inning with 3 kilo seconds and allowed a hit. With the bat for Langley, James Lee doubled and had an RBI and Owen Lockhead had an RBI. Marshall, 3-6, 2-1, scored 5 runs in the top of the 8th inning for its win. Vince Salvo was the winning pitcher in relief and had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Dylan Miller had 3 hits with a double, Cal Alexander and Will Thomas each had 2 hits, and Will Schroen doubled. Marshall had 10 hits. On the mound for Marshall, lefty Nathan Lake started and pitched 5 strong innings of 3-hit ball with 10 strikeouts. He allowed 1 earned run. Salvo fanned 5 in 3 frames, allowing 1 hit with no runs or walks. For Madison, 6-3, 1-0, in its win, Cale Yates threw a complete game to get the win, and his older brother Cord Yates had 3 hits and an RBI. Cale Yates struck out 6, allowed just 2 hits and 1 earned run, while throwing 87 pitches. Also with the bat for Madison, Carter Tuft had 2 RBI singles and Henry Novario had an RBI double, and run scoring singles and another single. For Flint Hill in its doubleheader sweep of St. James, Vincenzo Fiorino and Aiden Ryan were the winning and starting pitchers in games stopped after 5 innings because of the 10-run rule. Fiorino threw all 5 shutout innings, allowing 1 hit, striking out 11 and having no walks. Ryan went 3 innings in his outing. With the bats and the wins, Sebastian Grotakos had 3 hits and Jake Blazejowski 2 hits and 4 RBI in the 10-0 contest. With Fiorino having 2 hits and 4 RBI, Ben Meeks 2 doubles and Connor Ryan 2 hits in the 16-2 victory. For Potomac School, 6-3, 4-0, in its win over Sidwell, Jason Sieber had 2 hits and 3 RBI and doubled home the walk-off game-winning run in the last of the 8th inning. Jackson Wiley had a hit and 2 RBI and Wyatt Pence had a hit and an RBI.